Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. Dave Glover Show, a few minutes past 5 p.m. As promised, we have Mr. Bill O'Reilly here. Tony and I were just looking at the... how long ago was this, Tone? You're looking at the website?
2008. I was looking in the Wayback Machine at the 97.1 website in 2008. Bill O'Reilly, 11 to 1.
Yeah.
Middays here at the radio station.
Yeah, part of this storied... 19 years for KFTK. Bill was on for several years before retiring from radio. He's back now with the O'Reilly Update, which we may carry here soon. If you would like to hear Bill's, it's about a 15-minute update. We'll get into more details with Bill here in a second. Yeah. But tweet us, send Jeff Allen an email. You could sway him. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Good, Dave. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. It's good to talk to you again, my friend. So it's been a long time since I've heard your opinions, and a lot of water under the bridge. I just want to jump right into it if we can. I'm fascinated to know what you think of just the Trump phenomenon. We can pare it down into some details, but just the 45th president, what do you think?
Well, I got a book coming out in September called The United States of Trump. How the president really sees America. And it's a history book on him. Known him 30 years. I think he is a force of nature. In the book, I explain who he is really and how he pulled it off. Only two people in the world could have done it, him and Oprah Winfrey. So tell me what you want to know about Mr. Trump, and I'll let it fly.
So there are two general schools of thought, one being, my God, this guy is just a loose cannon. You never know what he's going to do. And the other is he's playing three-dimensional chess and everything is aimed and everything is intentional. Is it either or is it a little bit of both?
Well, I think Donald Trump is an emotional guy who is used to living his life a certain way, and he has not changed one bit. Since he has become president of the United States. Now, in my opinion, he should modify himself a little bit because his circumstance is different than it was as a TV star slash mogul. But he's not going to do that. The strength of his presentation is that his fan base or voter base, however you want to see it, very strong, remains strong. And his vision of how to make deals has helped the country economically. The weakness is he brings chaos wherever he goes, and a lot of people don't like that, and it hurts public policy sometimes.
What is your opinion? This is a very big question, but I'll let you answer it any way you want. Your opinion on the current state of the immigration crisis and the way the administration's handling it?
Well, one of the things that Donald Trump did not understand when he won the presidency is that you just can't do what you want. You need cooperation from the other party to get laws passed and to get things done in Washington. The other party is simply not going to cooperate with President Trump. They don't like him, and they want to see him gone, and they view any cooperation as strengthening his hand. So the president's vision is accurate. You can't have millions of people streaming across the border doing whatever they want in this country. We can't afford it. It turns immigration law into anarchy, and it has unintended consequences across the board socially and everywhere else. So you've got to stop it. His vision that a wall is necessary to stop it is based on positive results from the barrier in San Ysidro, that's San Diego, in Yuma, Arizona, El Paso, Texas. Looks to me like a barrier would make it more difficult to smuggle people and narcotics into the United States. And he basically says, look, if you want to change the immigration laws, change them. But as long as I'm president, I can't allow an open border and just general anarchy across the board. So I think that issue is a positive for him. I think most Americans don't want open borders, and they want a semblance of control over who comes into the United States.
Hey, Bill, this is Tony Colombo. Wanted to get your thoughts on the Trump effect on the Democratic Party and their rush to the left. There's no doubt that socialism has a bigger platform in this country than it ever has before, but is it a big enough platform that we could one day see somebody from that extreme opinion actually hold a national office?
Yeah, anything's possible, but I think the best illustration, Tony, is that when you get too extreme in America, the folks, the majority of people go, stop. Missouri is a great example of this. So you got this governor in Virginia, and he goes on television, and he says, you know, even after you birth a baby, if you don't want the baby, if the baby's flawed or something the matter with it, or you don't think you can raise it, yeah, you know, we might be able to put the baby to death in a humane way. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So people go, what? That's Nazi stuff. You know, my last book was Killing the SS. That's what they did. And so what happens in Missouri? And what happens in Alabama? And what happens in Louisiana and other states? They go, you know what? Enough. We're going to start to pass laws that make it more difficult to have an abortion. Because we see where this is going and we don't like it. So that if you become this extreme, and that's what's running the Democratic Party right now. They're trying to kill Joe Biden. They'd be in the far left. You become extreme in America, there's going to be a backlash against you. I think Trump understands that this only helps him. And that's why he made it a focal point of his Orlando speech last week.
Bill, let's set Biden aside for 1 second. We'll get to him. Everyone else in the 2020, all of these 20 or 24 that are about to debate Thursday night, anyone in there that really intrigues you that you think has a dark horse half a chance?
No, I don't. I don't see anybody in there, in that whole crew of 24 people, outside of John Hickenlooper, the former governor of Colorado and mayor of Denver, who reflects a realistic point of view as far as America is concerned. They all are basically pandering to where the money and the media is, and that's on the far left.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big, big change. Because Barack Obama, if you look at him, when he first ran, he was a moderate and conservative on some issues. Did you know that he was against reparations for slavery? That he was against open borders, that he deported more people in his first 2 years in office than Donald Trump has? So Obama was no crazy left-wing guy. He was a social justice warrior, income redistribution, came back to bite him. But he wasn't, in his thinking, radical left. All these other people today are, because that's where the money is. So if you got to raise a lot of money, you want to run for president, you got to raise a lot of money. And the money's coming from the far left precincts.
So if Joe Biden hires Bill O'Reilly as a campaign consultant, how does he have a chance of beating Trump? What's he do?
Well, I know Biden for a long time, and I said on the O'Reilly Update, the radio program that we're doing, and then on my website, BillO'Reilly.com, where we do TV commentary every night, I said months ago that he's going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party if he doesn't blow up. And we'll see on Wednesday. Well, he's on Thursday, right? I can't even figure out who's on what night, you know. But he basically is more acceptable to the what they call a mainstream Democrat. So if I'm running Biden's campaign, Biden's a good politician. He's not remote. He likes people. I think genuinely does like people. And he gets out there and people kind of respond to him because he's a regular Joe, if you want to use a cliche.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got to basically toughen up, because he has now repudiated every single policy that he in the past supported, every one. And I mean, and Trump's going to kill him on that. He's just going to run his old. I ran it tonight on BillO'Reilly.com. I ran a soundbite about him on the border being tough on the border. Going, we got to have a wall. We can't have all these people coming in here. We got to punish employers who hire illegal aliens. That's on tape. All right, and now he's like the open border guy. I mean, come on. So I tell him, look, you got to go back to your roots, and you got to be the moderate Democrat and take the flack that's coming from the far left. And if you don't want to repudiate them in the primaries, which he doesn't, you got to basically say to people, I'm not going to govern from a socialist point of view. I'm not that far left, and be honest with them.
Bill, one last substance question here. What did you think of what just happened over the weekend with the almost strike on Iran and pulling back? And did you buy Trump's explanation? Did you agree with it?
No, everybody asked me. I'm not in these policy meetings. That's what people don't understand. All right, there's intel that comes in. All right, that we don't have. We analysts, we the people, we don't know. So I go back to Iraq, and that Bush the Younger really hurt himself by going into that place under the pretense of removing Saddam Hussein because of weapons of mass destruction. Now, at the time, I said, fine, that's what Colin Powell is telling, and Colin Powell was. It was telling everybody they Saddam Hussein had these weapons, and he was going to hand them off to the terror crews, and we had to get them out of there. But look at the unintended consequences. Look at what happened. So if you're going to hit Iran militarily, you're going to have unintended consequences like you had in Iraq. So you've got to do it in a very cautious way. So I think the sanctions are strangling that economy over there. If you're a Persian and you have money in the bank, your money is worth 60% less than it was this time last year. And I don't know how long they can continue to go with that. So I think at this point, if it were me, I would have probably done it the same way.
Bill, tell the 97.1 listeners about the new O'Reilly update. What's the format?
Well, Paul Harvey, one of the radio icons, I had a good relationship with him. While he was on radio, he passed away a few years ago. And, you know, nobody's really ever done that. Mm-hmm. And I got so frustrated by hearing so much, you know, Trump calls it fake news, and he's been very successful in branding it that way. But it's true. It's true. I mean, there's so many things that are reported that are false because these big corporations, six corporations now control 90% of the national news coverage. And they basically tell their people, this is what you say. So you turn on cable news. I mean, I did it for more than 20 years, as you guys know. Mm-hmm. And it's all, we hate Trump or we love Trump. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. You know, let's just do our analysis from a case by case. Oh, no, we can't do that. And I said to myself, look, I get a little annoyed with this. So when they came to me and they said, look, we need a voice on radio every day for, you know, a really pithy 15-minute news commentary show, and you can tell the truth and just let it fly. I said, all right, I'll do it. And that was in early May, and we're up to about 160 affiliates already, which is, they tell me, is phenomenal, and we're rolling.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have it here on 97.1 very soon. Bill, thanks. We appreciate it. Hope to talk to you soon.
Anytime, guys. Right. Thanks for having me in.
See you, Bill.
Right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.